So someone at the beginning, just how tough is it when you fall behind that big? You guys try to rally, but it's just too deep a hole.
Yeah, I will say I'm proud of the guys for coming out and fighting and putting up those runs. It's hard to do in those situations, but yeah, I mean, we believe in no matter what the score is, and I feel like that's what you got to do, and just go out there and continue to fight and chip away.
If you look at your guys' records, I mean, you're 15 below 500. That's an awful gap.
Yeah.
Is there still hope for the season you can make things competitive?
Yeah, I mean, it just takes one good month to get back going, and starts with one win. Get one win and see what happens. I feel like that's what we need to think about and just really try to do is just get one and then see what happens after.
You guys are focused on the process and not letting things from the outside seep into the clubhouse and how you play. Sometimes you guys are humans. Do you feel like at all that the challenging weekend that the news of Hyde and Fire maybe did seep into the way you guys played up the past 2 days?
I think everybody knew. I wouldn't say that everybody went out and was the same, but you know, it was definitely tough. But I felt like everybody knew what they needed to do, and that's go out there and play baseball. It's what you play for the teammates in here, and then you play for the fans out there because they're coming in the ballpark supporting you. So I feel like that's the biggest thing is just going out there and playing for the guy beside you.
It's just been a couple of days, but what has it been like for you hearing a different voice coming from the manager for the first time in your career?
Yeah, it's definitely different. Yeah, like you said, this is my, I guess, first change in a manager, so it's a little bit different, but I have full faith in Manzo and the surrounding staff, so see if I can get it turned around.
Thanks, Connor.